Hong Kong is set to get a new leader. The city's election committee has met for a vote, with former finance secretary John Tseng considered the people's choice. But his rival Carrie Lam is Beijing's pick, and most of the 1,200 electors allowed to participate in the poll are expected to vote for her. Pro-democracy activists in the former British colony have been demonstrating against the election, demanding votes for everyone.
Riot police in Belarus arrested hundreds of people, including dozens of journalists across the country, as the former Soviet Republic staged its annual rallies against the government of Alexander Lukashenko. In his 23 years as president, Lukashenko has stifled dissent and free media and retained much of the Soviet-style command economy. After pounding Mosul with multiple airstrikes on Saturday, Iraqi government forces have paused operations to retake the northern city from so-called Islamic State militants. The move follows concern from the UN over reports of a high number of civilian casualties in the fighting. As many as 600,000 civilians are still in the western half of Mosul.
Tens of thousands of people across Europe have taken to the streets to celebrate European unity. Saturday marked the 60th anniversary of the Treaty of Rome, the document that laid the groundwork for what became the European Union. Across EU member states, people joined the March for Europe, although in Rome itself, there were also anti-EU protests. In Britain, pro-EU demonstrators railed against Brexit, pushing for the UK to stay in the EU. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he wants to hold a referendum on whether Turkey should keep trying to join the European Union. We started in 1963, and now the year is 2017. Turkey's been kept at the door for 54 years. Recent diplomatic rows have already damaged relations between Turkey and EU countries, as Turkey is already gearing up for another referendum next month on constitutional reforms. Critics around the world, including these protesters at a rally in Switzerland, say the proposed changes would give Erdogan too much power. Extinction. Lights have been going off around the globe for Earth Hour. 7,000 cities in more than 170 countries are participating this year.